Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. I am so excited about what God is doing. And it's only by His grace. It's only by His grace. It's nothing that we have done. It's by His grace. So I want you to be blessed with this music and the lyrics. And this is Pastor Teresa Docks, and I'll be right back. Oh, grace, I know it's by His grace. His grace is sufficient for you and I. Amen. Well, glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season, even in the midst of what it looks like, because God is moving. God is causing some things to happen in the atmosphere. God's people are being healed and set free, especially those that want the healing and want the deliverance. Amen, amen. I bring you greetings and of love and peace and joy from Kingdom Builders International, where my husband and I are the overseers for the kingdom of God. Amen, amen. You can reach out if you want to make contact with us. You can simply pick up the phone. We're reachable. Area code 313-583-9739. You can shoot us an email at kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. We're excited to be servants of the kingdom of God. I want to welcome you to my Wednesday broadcast, Wednesday with the Word. It is a prophetic news break today where God is releasing a sound from heaven, and He's unctioning those that want to receive a breakthrough in the midst of the pain. That's what God is doing. God has allowed these things to happen for such a time as this, for you to become what God has called you to become. So I'm going to lift up a word of prayer, and then we're going to go forth with our teaching. We're going to open up the lines on the latter part of the program so that you can, maybe if you like to, and I pray that you will, share whatever the Lord is putting on your heart, because I'm telling you that what is happening in this season, it is not only to destroy God's people, but it is to make you better. Amen. Where it looks like it's a storm, but it's actually God giving you the anointing and the power to make some things happen, because you are a fear setter. Amen. Well, Father God, we just come to you, Lord God, with our head bowed, but our spirit lifted up. Father, in the midst of this coronavirus, God, we yield to your way and your will. Father, whatever it takes for healing to come, for breakthroughs to manifest, God, we ask you to bring it forth. We submit ourselves to you because we are truly, truly sold out for the things of the kingdom. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' holy name, we pray. And we say yes and amen. Well, amen, amen, amen. Well, we were talking about on last week, mastering oneself, learning how to do it through the word of God, learning that in Romans 8, and I know you have your Bibles. I know that you understand the power that's in the word of God. There's a power that surpasses all understanding. There's an anointing that comes from even opening up the word of God. So I'm going to read what Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. I get excited when it comes to the things of the kingdom. And the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also help our infirmities. What does that mean? That means that the Lord already knew that we were going to have some wounds and some infirmities and some areas in our lives that need breakthroughs. Amen. Some trauma, some low self-esteem issues, some problems, some things that we have to encounter, infirmities. And then the Bible says, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, glory to God, talking about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, make intercessions for us. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord knew that we were going to need prayer. The Spirit of the Lord knew that we could not arrive in this flesh. So stop beating up on yourself. But the Bible says, according to the will of God. That's Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. And then I also want to read the B clause of Matthew 8 and 17. And this is part of my upcoming book, Hallelujah. My book will be released the first week of October. And I just want to encourage everybody to get a copy. We have a workshop book coming along with it. But Matthew 8 and 17 says, he himself took our infirmities. Wow. Why are we still bound? Why? So whom the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. We're free. But we don't realize we're free. Why? Because we deal with trauma. We deal with situations and we hold on to our pain. What pain? What pain? The pain of the past, the pain of unforgiveness, the pain, and I'm talking about chapter 7 of my book. I'm telling you, this is directly given from heaven. Amen. You know, just being able to be set apart for the Master's use so that he can use us so that we can be a blessing to someone else. For the Lord said to me, our emotions are on a wave of motion. You know, sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. These damage emotions cause us to not understand our identity in Christ. You know, sometimes we don't understand that we are the God, the little g's. Okay, I don't want to take you someplace that you've never been before, but I want to encourage you to understand that the Bible says that in several places that we're little G's. We're little G's. And I'm going to take you there because I want you to understand that everything that I give you is backed up with the Word of God. I want you to get your Bibles out and turn to Psalms. Psalms 82:6, and I hope you can hear me clearly. Psalms 82:6, and the Bible says in Psalms 82:6, and, you know, get this in your spirit, you know, we should be like our father, we should be like our mother. The Bible says, Psalms 82:6, and it reads, I said, you are all sons of the Most High. Talking about identity. Talking about your identity. See, you were sent here on a purpose. You were sent here on a mission. You're not just here to be here. Amen. God presides in you. Presiding in you. Did you know that? God is presiding in you. He has made provision to live inside of you. Why? Because he has a desire to use you. You're not for yourself. So it is imperative that you understand that there's a purpose for you being here. And then it's necessary that you understand your identity, that you're able to identify your identity. And we're going to talk about why we're not able to understand who God has called us to be because of these infirmities that we're still holding on to, because of the trauma of life, life situations. We all have them. You know, we haven't, you know, got to a point where we have not suffered things in life. So we already established what God says about you, what God says about me. And don't think that that make you haughty because you're a little G. No, 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 it doesn't. It make you understand who God called you to be. And then you're able to walk in it where when things happen that you're able to achieve things because you're not all discombobulated and confused on who God called you to be. Amen? Amen. So I told you that I was going to talk about damaged emotions, identity in Christ, why we can't walk in our identity because we got damaged emotions. Amen? Damaged emotions seems to be the course of the day. As I counsel others and as I am a certified business coach, I found out that as people of God, our emotions are all over the place. You know, we can't make our mind up, and when we do make our mind up, we say one thing and we do another. So we have to master ourselves. We have to learn how to master our mind, master our thoughts. And then when we can master ourselves, guess what? Hallelujah. I know you can handle this. This is meat. We can master others. And I don't mean control others. What I mean is we can help them master themselves by words that we say. Why? Because words have power. Words are a creative force. Words created the heavens and earth. Amen. But we have to deal with these infirmities. And so we're going to talk about dealing with ourselves so that we can become the master of our thoughts through Christ Jesus. Amen. Because God has been so good to us. He has been our provider, our protector, and he has a mission for us to do with a message. So when things happen to us, it is to cause us not to go forth with the mission and carry the message. So always remember that it's mind over matter. All right, I'm going to talk about mind over matter. You know, they used to say, you know, I don't mind and you don't matter. But, or vice versa, it don't matter and I don't mind. Whatever the issue may be, I want you to think about the different things that happened in your life that have caused you trauma, that have caused you, whether it be physical or emotional trauma. You know, different things, when bad things happen, it can take a while to get over the pain and to feel safe again. But with these biblical strategies, it helps us to understand that we can have a recovery that don't take years. You know, we can get delivered and set free if we apply biblical principles, if we deal with ourselves instead of always pointing at someone else. Because once you deal with your inner pain, then you're able to handle the things that happen to you. I'm talking about emotional and physical trauma that's a result of extraordinary stress in the event that may shatter our sense of security. You know, so we're wondering why we're so angry. We're wondering why we always on the edge, or it's so easily to be taken off course, or so easily to react or to be emotionally fighting someone, or to be so haughty or sarcastic or demeaning or always discredit another person so easily, and opposed to seeking to understand their pain and mastering ourselves with self-discipline. I'm telling you, there's some good food. So, there's so many things that's going to happen to us in life. But we say that we're believers. We say that we love God. We say that we've been changed. We say that we're grounded. We're like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that we won't be moved, that we're a church of God of that's marching. We say this. We proclaim this. But yet and still, there's so much psychological trauma that leave us struggling with upsetting emotions, or should I say memories or anxiety, that just won't go away. It won't leave us alone, and it has left us feeling numbed and disconnected or unable to trust people. This is something the enemy does to cause discord. Amen. Things that we must deal with so that we're able to stand fast against the enemy trying to take away our identity. He don't want us to know who we are in Christ, so he sends these other issues that we hold on to, and we're not able to influence others in Christ because our emotions is all over the place, and we won't let the scripture be applied to our life where he help our infirmities, Holy Spirit, so that we can be made whole, so that we can walk in the will of God. It's a mindset. We're talking about mind over matter. We're talking about understanding that there are circumstances that have caused us physical and emotional harm, and we're not able to move forward with the things of the kingdom. We're talking about not being able to trust people. We're talking about being disconnected to ourselves, not looking at ourselves, but we're going to find someone else to point the finger at, and we may have contributed to the situation emotionally or psychologically. Oh, yeah, dealing with ourselves can help us become aware of where we're in pain. Amen. And I pray in the name of Jesus that when I do open the lines, that I get some type of participation, because the call is not just for the listeners that's on the internet or the ones that have called in, but the calls, this call is for the church of God, that we're able to understand that COVID-19 is just a name. But COVID-19 has been something that has been destroying the body of Christ from the beginning. I'm going to give you some examples of some traumatic experience that involves situations that we may not even think that have been developed into the person that we are now. It could have been a one-time event, such as an accident or an injury or a violent attack or something maybe unexpectedly that happened to us in our childhood. And every now and then, we talk about it. Oh, I remember when. Sometimes we stay so much in our past that we're not moving forward in our future or on our journey because we're so stuck in the pain of the past. From our childhood, something happened. We may have been molested. We may have been ridiculed, or we may have been put down or not able or not given opportunity to strive and become. Or it could have been an ongoing event, some relentless stress, you know, such as maybe living in a crime-ridden neighborhood or battling something that's life-threatening, or maybe experiencing some events that kept happening over and over. Could have been some bullying or some domestic violence, or maybe not being accepted or always trying to prove yourself or always trying to convince someone of your truth. Or maybe even something that happened and it's been commonly overlooked. Maybe you suffered some surgery in your life or something that you lost a loved one or you never dealt with that pain or you didn't know your parents or your significant relationship broke up or you just was humiliated. Or maybe someone just was deliberately rude to you. And you never cope with the trauma, so we substitute it. We sometimes it's maybe a sexual addiction may come because it's a substitute, or maybe a drug addiction may come because what? It's a substitute, or maybe you have abusive behavior because it's a substitute. You know, or maybe every time there's an action, there's this reaction out of you that's distasteful. You know, you can't get to the next place in your journey because of how you respond to what's happening You know, they call you a name and you call them three names. They lie on you and you tell four lies on them. Come on, we're trying to get delivered. We're trying to get free. We're trying to learn our identity in Christ so we can find out what is causing this unstable or unsafe environment in our spirit, in our mind, in our heart, that we can't move forward in the things of the kingdom. You know, I talked to a woman of God the other day, and the Lord said to do some things. Well, okay, let me start here, and then I'm going to open up the lines. The Lord said she suffered. She was at her place of employment, and she had signs of a stroke. And we began to pray, and we found out, thank you to the Lord, his healing hands. She had all the signs, and we went to battle in prayer, intercessors after intercessors. And then while she was there, she was released the same day, but nevertheless, it wasn't a stroke, but they said it was symptoms of being overly stressed. And so we interceded to find out, you know, to get some answers from the Lord. And the Lord said that he had work for her to do. And when she was told about the spiritual work to do, she totally shut down. She didn't say it, but God showed it and saw it. I saw it, and others saw it. But I'm saying to you, sometimes our stress is because we're not doing what God has called us to do, because we're so stuck in our pain of our past. And we may not realize why we can't move forward. You know, we're coding with some national disasters on the inside. Why? How do we know this? By the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. What are you saying? You're saying what's in your heart. And what's in your heart has come where? From your head. And what's in your head has come from your ear gate, what you've been hearing, what you've been listening to. So what you've been eating, what are you eating? You're eating what you're saying. How are you living? How are you living? You're living in the midst of this stress. You're living in the midst of this pain. God wants to set you free. So in order to get where we're going, we have to deal with ourselves. Amen. We have to deal with situations. I mean, I doubt very seriously if we've been involved, victims of maybe a terrorist attack or a plane crash or a massive shooting. But we watch TV, we watch programs. I hear what you're saying. Well, I don't have any problems, and I forgave a long time ago. I've been let that go. That's what you say. That's what we all say. But the pain is still there. That secret that you never told anyone is causing you not to move forward. It's causing the people of God not to be as effective as we should be. And I'm going to use an example of the Republicans and the Democrats. Ouch. The Republicans work together for a cause. And they make things happen whether it's wrong or right. The Democrats have a cause to fight for. But I believe that if we work together, we can move forward and cause some manifestations for things to happen. Now, I use that as an example. But I want you to use yourself as an example. Your mouth say one thing, your heart feels something different, and then your mind is thinking something else. So if your heart, mind, and spirit and your mouth work together And if there's one sound that's coming from all of these three organs, or should I say all three gates are working on one accord, I'm going to say all of your gates are working together, identity is developed. I mean, this is prophetic news that God want to release to your spirit so that you can know. You say, I feel depressed. The devil is a lie. Because guess what? Depression is not a part of the kingdom. And we are the kingdom because the kingdom is within. You know, you're wondering why, you know, I'm feeling this way and I'm battling with this daily. Every day is something. God want to get you healed. God want to get you in a place where that you learn to deal with these crises that are within. External situations that we try to make, they're internal situations that we try to say they're external, but they're internal. They're internal. We're talking about chapter 7 of the book, tools to use to get your breakthrough. Amen. So these things that have happened to you, we run to the Bible. We read the scriptures, but do we apply the word? Do we apply the word when it comes to us? When it comes to you, is the word being applied? Amen, amen. I know I have a lot of listeners, and I'm not sure if my listeners are in a place to comment, to ask a question, if there's anything that you may want to say to contribute to our listening audience. I'm going to gracefully open the lines up because I really, truly want to have a conversation. I want to discuss maybe some issues that you may have or you may want to relate to what I'm saying. Because sometimes, you know, I'm going to give an example of my growing up. As I was growing, I didn't have a problem with confidence. You know, I didn't have a problem with that because I guess I really didn't care. But what I had a problem with is people accepting my identity. I just felt like everybody can just be themselves. But some strange way, people want you to fit in this box. And they want you to not outgrow the box. And my thing was, I didn't fit in a box. I just didn't fit. And I didn't understand why that was a problem for some. So anyway, I have the lines open. And I'm just going to ask if there's anything anyone on the line would like to say. I'm going to give you that opportunity at this time if you would like to come forth.
This is Evangelist Monica Hardaway.
Praise the Lord.
What I would like to say, that your healing, first of all, you have to, a lot of times when we have situations that we're going through and we pretty much know that we need some healing, but we don't really accept it, or we really don't acknowledge that we have a problem that needs to be addressed. But once you make up in your mind that you do need help, from whatever the pain or emotions that you're dealing with, maybe from the past or a situation that you've been through, trauma, you have to recognize that you do have a problem that needs to be addressed. And through that, you can, some people go to, you know, they might get therapy, they might go for therapy to be able to have a discussion with someone that they don't know. so they'll be able to open up, you know, that pain and the hurt that they have experienced. But the only way that you will be healed, you have to be healed through God and, you know, get into your word. You know, I feel that the scriptures help you, like you go into the scriptures of healing and read about healing, you know, what you need to do to be healed through God. And then with some praise and worship, you know, and prayer, all those things come together to help you through your healing process.
Amen. And that is so, so true. Understanding that healing is in the house, it's available for you. And as Evangelist said, you have to acknowledge. It's almost like the five steps of death and dying, Elizabeth Ross wrote in one of her books. Acceptance. So you have to accept the fact that you need deliverance. And I'm going to tell you, deliverance is not something that you just get delivered from and you're good. It's a process.
Yes.
And healing comes as a process. But the first step, you got to acknowledge the fact, you know what? Talking to somebody is not a bad thing. The Bible says there's safety in the presence of wise counsel.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God for you, Evangelist, because, you know, I hear counseling anointing on you. And it's a blessing to understand, even as counselors, because as I was saying, I remember saying to my dad, you know, I had my little friends and give them my candy, my money, whatever it took, because I wanted them, you know, to feel like I felt. I wanted them to love and get along and, you know, but it was always something that always caused discord and always would pull away. And I asked my dad, I'll never forget this. I asked my dad, I said, I gave them my money. I gave them my candy. They just don't like me. And I'll never forget what he said to me. That's why it's important, as Evangelist was saying, you know, counseling. And when I said that to my dad, he gave me his natural point of view. You know, it wasn't forget them, it was that other word. And as a child, that affected me, and I felt like he was right, okay? But I understood later it was forgive them. So I disconnected myself with them because of what my natural father said. So if I felt like they didn't like me, I would cut them loose. But now I know the difference. It wasn't me they didn't like. It was their identity they didn't understand. Hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process. So that was an issue for me. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. I'm going to ask, is there anyone else that would like to contribute?
Can I say it?
Let me unmute. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Another thing that I think that a lot of us is battling with is unforgiveness in our hearts. And I believe that once we recognize that we need to learn to forgive, a lot of the pain and the hurt can be released too once you release those burdens. And a lot of times you just need to give those burdens to God, let God handle the burdens. And the unforgiveness causes a lot of emotions and pain, and it's probably from some trauma or some situation that you went through. But we have to learn to forgive the ones that have hurt us, so that you can get a breakthrough and be delivered from those burdens that you carry around each and every day. We need to release them and give them to God. So I believe that unforgiveness has a lot to do with, you know, some of the pain and hurt that we face in our lives each and every day. So that's something else I would like to say.
Yes, and that is definitely, definitely the truth, because when you've been hurt and you may say forget them, you don't have anything to do with them, you have to realize that praying for them will cause you to forgive them. And that's why intercession is the course of the day for me, because those that have despitefully used me or lied on me, I pray much for them. And when you pray for a person, guess what? You start loving them because they become part of your heart. And then you get concerned for them. And so pray for them that despitefully use you. That's a tool to use when you begin to pray the right prayers. But you begin to pray goodwill upon them. Even though they may not wish goodwill upon you, pray for them, and God will cause the layers in your heart that's not like him to be peeled away. Peeled away. Amen. I'm going to ask Elder, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to add to our conversation?
Yes, I was just, I think I'll piggyback off of Evangelist. She was talking about, you know, the pain and unforgiveness, and you have to forgive, and that is true. Being wounded, and we know that being wounded goes very deep, and it goes all the way back to childhood, and what your parents might have said, and, you know, you're no good, or you're ridiculous, and they make remarks about, you know, you and your ability to do things, and that hurts. That stays with the child, and the expectation of that child want to be accepted by their parents grows into adulthood, where they want to be accepted by their peers and then their supervisor and then their husband or wives. Yes, being wounded in that respect, it does hurt, but we have to know that the wounded healer is Jesus, because he was wounded. He was wounded for our transgression. He was wounded for our iniquities. And so we have to look at, he was wounded. So we are, you know, there's no respected person. You know, we will be wounded. But as we are being wounded, we cannot lose faith. You know, we cannot lose faith, you know, in our Lord and Savior. And we have to remember that low self-esteem, that consciousness of ours that Satan, you know, brings to the forefront when things happen, and that's his job. He's enjoying it. Satan loves to knock your self-esteem down, to make you feel that your expectation, you can't make it, that you'll never be somebody, or you'll never get to the point where you want to get. So we have to remember that while we're being wounded, and we are going to be wounded as long as we live and go through life, but it's how you handle that wound. It's deep. So you have to vent it. You have to explain it to someone, talk to someone to get that wound, to get that hurt, that pain out that you had experienced when you was a child growing up, and you didn't really realize it until you became an adult. And things start bothering you. You start being, you know, irritable, and you start, you're angry at everybody. You're frustrated. You don't like what people say. And so this is where this low self-esteem that Satan embedded and grafted into us, we have to be aware of Satan devices, because he is. To help us.
Yeah. Amen. And that is so true, Elder, where Satan used his devices.
We have to vent what's inside of us.
Amen. I believe. Is there someone else that want to come forth?
Can you hear me? This is David.
Yes,
can
we can hear
me?
You.
Oh, I
yes,
know.
We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I concur with everything that is said because all these aspects kind of determine our present and our future. And I had a discussion the other day with my intercessory team that we're not a product of today. We're a product of our history. We are walking books that have chapters. Until we close that chapter out, meaning this book transitioning back to God, we'll keep building chapters. But each chapter is compounded from the previous chapter. And so when we get to the point where we are today, let's say many people are struggling, well, we all are struggling in some form or fashion, with some of those strongholds, some of those issues such as unforgiveness, and we talked about revenge the other day. And so, you know, sometimes a lot, as I was trying to explain to them, sometimes the Bible tells us that our people destroy because of lack of knowledge. We have to take in consideration, as you say, what do we feed in our mind? We've been fed, I'm 62, so I have been fed a lot of information, some good, some bad, some indifferent. But we can go back to before we accepted Christ that the information that we received probably was pretty tainted. And it formulated thoughts and emotions and ideals that we execute in our behavior. And so, and then unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't produce the outcome we're looking for. So just like Adam and Eve, we start passing blame. But we don't take the time, as the Bible tells us, to self-examine. When we begin to self-examine, we can see, as I was trying to explain, when we talk about the outside forces, we say our enemies or people come after us. But we also have to look at ourselves. Are we somebody's enemy? Have we wronged somebody? Have we missed the mark? So I always go back to the first start of it all. First start with ourselves. And we examine what's going on. Even if you go into counseling, you said earlier, the first thing you do, you have to accept that maybe I'm a little compromised somewhere. Maybe I've missed the mark somewhere. And once you have examined that, at least open the door for examination, then you can begin to look at some of the outside factors that contribute to our decision. Because in most cases, matter of fact, 99.999% of the time, the things that happen to us, we are contributors to it because most of the things that happen, we respond from the inside out, not the outside in. So if we take the time to look at ourselves more closely, then begin to, as the word tells us, to be to transform our mind with the information or the knowledge and wisdom that God imparts to us through this Holy Spirit, then we can start making transition. You know, it's like the case I have people that come and say, I don't know how to pray. But some people don't understand what forgiveness is because they look at forgiveness as, okay, if I forgive them, but I can't forget what they did. So they really don't forgive them because they keep entertaining what they can't forget. But God did not intend for us to forget things, maybe suppress it in our subconscious, to maybe take the pain out. But sometimes we need to know these things so we can make decisions. When these things resurface, we know how to handle it. So I think that a lot of times when people are struggling with unforgiveness, depression, anxiety, all the different ills that Satan tries to throw at us, you know, we do have to first, as you said earlier, we have to go to some acceptance of who we are and really take the time to really examine that. And most of us have been conditioned to look at who everybody else is. You said it in your own story, mm-hmm. You know, why they don't do what they do, why they don't this and why they don't that, when in reality, the first thing, we should have been comfortable in our own skin. And like your dad, my granddad had almost the same classic line. He said if you had Jesus a dollar, then he used the same words your father did. Well, that was his philosophy, and he gave me, as I tell men in the group all the time, your parents can't give you what they don't have. So he gave me what he had, but it's up to us, that's why he tells us to study, for us to begin to study. Now, most of us will get the academics from school first, unless we were kind of raised in the church. I wasn't really raised in church. I went to church, but we really wasn't raised in the church. But if we don't have that information, then we go with what the world tells us, whether it's through institutions, whether it's through friends and families, and we take all this poor information, like a classic line, don't walk under a ladder, you know what I mean? And you take that as truth. You believe, oh, yeah, don't walk on a ladder because that's bad luck. But you take it as truth. Well, that truth becomes the way you conduct yourself. And that's inside. That's not outside. Because information come in, you have to decide, do I receive it or I don't receive it? So I think that, as the words say, to wrap this up, you know, we have to first be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to get the knowledge, so we need to be open for teaching, guidance. I call it stay in student mode, so you can be open to receive so the transformation can happen. And as we start to get a new meaning, as you said, identity, as we get new meanings to the words that really work, that really do have real power, then we start to be able to regulate our identity, who we are, not by being moved, as I like to say. We don't allow external factors to control our internal stability. So I'll close on that.
And that's awesome, because true strength comes with learning who you are, learning your issues, learning how you can make things different by the choices that you make for others.
Mm-hmm.
So how we handle our situations, whether we take it and say, okay, this happened, but how can I turn this lemon and make it a peach? Or how can I cause this to be something healthy and opposed to looking at it as something unhealthy? So mastering your identity is everything. It's everything. Learning who God has called you to be is first understanding your pain, understanding your issues, understanding how the change has to happen within you, so that when you come to the table is better. And opposed to always seeing the issue being the other person. So this book is about developing self-discipline in your life, so that you're able to master the superpower that God has given us. Because it's a superpower when I can develop myself to be disciplined enough to not allow other pain to, if they're around me, to be absorbed up in it. Like they say, children are sponges. They take in everything. They're listening. You know, and I'm going to give you an example. One of my great nieces, she is, I guess she's about 3. And so I was, kind of like letting them know they had to put their masks on coming in my mother's house. And, you know, I got to sign up and everything. And I don't have a problem with, explaining to them this is required and this is a must and you're going to do it or you're not going to come in, bottom line. So they made it quick and they went out to their car and they, you know, started talking about their auntie, which that's who I am. And I knew what they were doing because I could see the look on their face, but they never show disrespect because they understand the love I have for them. But they was a little upset. So my little great niece, she came running in the house, and she was fussing at me. I couldn't understand a word that she said, only because she was sitting in the car with them, and she was a sponge. So she heard what they were saying. So she came, and she jumped in my arm with her mask on, and she pulled that mask down, and she was like, mom, 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 mom. She was just telling, just talking. And I was cracking up on the inside. But I'm saying that to say, because she was around that environment. When she came to me, she was expressing what she had heard the best way that she could. So as people of God, we have to learn that when things happen, that we don't adapt to that, that we are atmosphere setters, that we change the atmosphere. And it only comes when we understand our identity, our purpose, our mission. We come with a message. So every situation that happens is for you to change it, to turn it around. Don't get an attitude that's ungodly, that's unhealthy. And we're going to go deeper and deeper, because when you start talking about the anatomy that God has given us, how the heart, the brain connected can bring pain. And that's a chapter in the book. So I just want to encourage everyone on the line to know that this life is filled with great opportunities. And we do not have time to be wounded. We got to shake it off, get it together, because we have work to do. We have a mission with a message. And as I was sharing with one of my spiritual daughters today, well, we both kind of shared it. You know how much money you got in the bank, but you don't know how much time you have. So we have to be busy with our Father's business. We have to love, forgive, grow, and become. Don't stay in something that's not healthy for you. It's always drama. It's always trauma. It's always discord. It's always something. Fix it and move forward. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God for everyone on the line. I know my sister is on here, and I just want to give a shout out to Rachel in California. She's just faithful. We just thank God for you, Rachel, and there's a lot more that's on the line. But we want to say to all that's on the line, there's a book inside of you. There's a story for you to tell. You need to put it in writing. Get it out. It's going to bless somebody. It's going to change their life. It's going to cause them to make it to heaven. Amen, 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 amen. Well, I'm going to ask Elder if there's anything else that he would like to say before we bring the line to a close. I'm going to give him that opportunity, and then we'll do. Elder, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I think the point was very well made. It can go on for several weeks talking about identity, and we have to know who we are in Christ. And if we are anchored the way we should be anchored in the Word, you know, we can't be moved. We are immovable, and that's something that we should realize and express not within ourselves, that inner man, but we should learn how to deal with it outwardly also. And when those darts come at us, and when Satan start flapping his wings, and we have to be prepared. We have to be ready to handle, you know, the wiles of the devil. And so I think this message was very good, and I look forward to next week for Pastor Teresa to continue it. Amen.
Well, amen. Thank you, Elder. I just want to say to everyone, damaged emotions keep you from walking in your identity in Christ. And that's one of the reasons that God has allowed the church buildings to be shut down. Emotionally and psychologically damaged, and then trying to sow into other people, when we need to visit the mirror for ourselves. So God is showing that he's not going to accept anything less than excellent. And that's what he expects out of us. We keep striving. In this flesh, we can't do it, but in the spirit, we can. Amen. Well, God, we're just going to say, God bless everyone. Stay on the wall. Don't give up. Because guess what? You got such superpower in you. There's so much God in you. And God wanted to be released. And I'm going to say this in closing. I don't know if it's a song, but I know it was like a movie or something like that. But it kind of say something like you put one foot in front of the other, and then soon you'll be going out the door. So keep moving forward. Stay progressive. Keep moving. Look in the mirror. And whatever you have to deal with concerning you, just deal with it. And every day get better. We can't keep it hidden. And we can't keep blaming other people. And this is just one of the chapters. But at the end of the book, I'm telling you, it's a hallelujah, good, glorious time. We know the atonement season is here upon us. And I want to encourage everyone. Take some time and collect yourself and forgive those that have despitefully used you. Forgive them. Stop being that kind of way where you always got something against somebody. Let them off the hook. Let them be free. And then in return, you're freeing yourself. Amen. Amen. So we're going to begin to love ourselves and like never before. God made you just like you are, and he wants things to be where he can use you for his glory. Amen. Identity in Christ, identity in Christ, identity. Your identity is in Christ. It's not in your degree. It's not in your features. Mm-hmm. It's not, because all of that's going to fade away. You know, where your skin used to be tight, you're going to be looking in the mirror trying to buy something, some cream or what have you. Don't none of that matter. What matters is your destiny. So we have to walk in our identity so that we can get to our blessed place in Christ. Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank everyone, and I want to encourage you to win someone by the lifestyle that you live, and be patient with people. You know, be tolerant. You know, don't always be short with people. Ask God for a grace. Amen. Well, God's going to do it again, as he always has and he always will. We say God bless everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we're looking forward to God using you like never before. So, Father, we just thank you for this time with you, and we ask you in the name of Jesus to keep us covered with your blood so that we would be the people that you choose to use in this next dimension of the kingdom. We thank you for the shift, and we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. So God bless everyone. We love you, and as my mom always say, stay on the wall. Have a supernatural rest of your day. God's going to do it again.
We got a brand new one I'm going to share with you tonight. Are you ready? Goes like this.
You make the blind man see. Make the lame man walk again. You call the dead to rise. And that's why we dance in liberty. Cause you're doing it all again. Yeah, yeah. Cause you're doing it all again. Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, you made the blind man. Make the lame man walk again.
That's why we dance in liberty.
Come on, Johnny, you're doing it.